had confronted officialdom in imagination with balanced, well-reasoned arguments. Now he felt at a loss. He said, "I'm not sure I can put them clearly. No matter, let me hear. This is first approximation only." Bailey said, "The Solarians have given up something mankind has had for a million years. Something worth more than atomic power, cities, agriculture, tools, fire, everything. Because it's something that made everything else possible. I don't want to guess, Bailey. What is it?" "The tribe, sir. Cooperation between individuals. Solaria has given it up entirely. It is a world of isolated individuals, and the planet's only sociologist is delighted that this is so." That sociologist, by the way, never heard of sociomathematics because he is inventing his own science. There is no one to teach him, no one to help him, no one to think of something he himself might miss. The only science that really flourishes on Solaria is robotics, and there are only a handful of men involved in that. And when it came to an analysis of the interaction of robots and men, they had to call in an Earthman to help. Solarian art, sir, is abstract. We have abstract art on Earth as one form of art, but on Solaria, it is the only form. The human touch is gone. The looked-for future is one of ectogenesis and complete isolation from birth. Minim said, "It all sounds horrible, but is it harmful?" "I think so. Without the interplay of human against human, the chief interest in life is gone. Most of the intellectual values are gone. Most of the reason for living is gone. Viewing is no substitute for seeing. The Solarians themselves are conscious that viewing is a long-distance sense. And if isolation isn't enough to induce stagnation, there is the matter of their long lives. On Earth, we have a continuous influx of young people who are willing to change because they haven't had time to grow hard-set in their ways. I suppose there's some optimum. A life long enough for a real accomplishment and short enough to make way for youth at a rate that's not too slow. On Solaria, the rate is too slow." Minim still drew patterns with his finger. "Interesting, interesting." He looked up, and it was as though a mask had fallen away. There was glee in his eyes. "Plainclothesman, you're a man of penetration."
"Thank you," said Bailey stiffly.
"Do you know why I encouraged you to describe your views to me?"